The COP sessions are indeed important because they are the only legitimate locus of multilateral decision-making on climate change. And as such, it is actually quite tricky when they are postponed, like COP26 was for a year. I mean, the climate problem is urgent, as we all know, and we need to be able to take decisions on a more regular basis and not having to wait for another COP to be postponed. So it is really important that the COP in Glasgow is going to go ahead. It's also important that it is in person, because all these Zoom conferences, it's fine, but at the end of the day, you know, negotiations have to be done people to people. Really, they happen in the corridors and things, and you cannot do that over Zoom. Now, the second question is about basically the nature of our multilateral regime in the world. Really, short of sending in the troops, there is very little how you can force anyone to stick to promises. The COP decisions are legally binding, but there is no enforcement mechanism. There are some multilateral regimes where there is a bit of a stick, for example, the WTO, where people can be thrown out if they don't keep to what they promised. But for that, they have to be wanting to be in the first place, right? For that to be a threat. On the other hand, having said that, it's important to realize that our multilateral governance on the globe works because most countries, absolutely, you know, 99% of countries are in it in good faith. And they also know that it's always a multi-period game, so to speak. And if at one point they renege on what they promised, they know that this will be held against them next time around. And someone else can say, now I renege on this, which is in your interest. Okay? So this sort of thing, most treaties are actually kept, even though we don't have tanks to send in, which is quite astonishing, really, but it is the case.